The Bentiu camp is a home to an estimated 145,000 IDPs and 20,000 returnees. Many residents fled to the camp because of violence and insecurity in Bentiu. Niall Charles, a community member in the camp, says the relocation of health facilities from the camp to Bentiu could cut off families seek medical assistance.
This peaceful demonstration is something that was under plan because the IDPs that has been us, almost 17,000, we have been gathering here since morning for the sake of seeing the MSA trying to transit the distance that we have. No one will have accessibility to Bentiu.
The Bentiu State Hospital is about 7.5 kilometers. The new location of MSF's hospital is too far away from IDP camps. Charles emphasized the role MSF plays in managing critical health conditions like HIV, AIDS, and tuberculosis, often providing not just treatment, but essential nutrition.
You know, most of the critical health conditions are almost happening in the IDP camp. So it would be good if MSF can also continue maintaining to deliver the service to the community.
Makair Peter, community leader at the camp, says most vulnerable groups will not be able to access services at the new location of MSF's hospital in town.
The distance from Bentiu State Hospital to here is about 7.5 kilometers, which is 3 hours walk, and it would be very difficult for acute patient to reach Bentiu State Hospital.
MSF has provided secondary health care and a reliable supply of essential medicine to the IDPs in the camp. Peter says the consequences of the new hospital location could be there for internally displaced persons.
It will be more than worse because the life here, there are people who are living now because of MSF. If MSF leaves us, then of course, definitely it is a death that only that we have not yet been buried.
The only means of transport we have here is wheelbarrow. When it happens at night, we carry wheelbarrow, patients with wheelbarrow to MSF. But it will be very difficult for them, for the community, to carry people with wheelbarrow from here up to Bentiu town, which is 7.5 kilometers walk.
Dr. Kedende Chong is Director General for Preventive Health Services and Emergency Response at the National Ministry of Health. Chong says most of the IDPs are not ready to return to their homes in Bentiu town.
That the people don't want to leave the camp. It's not they don't want MSF. Because MSF was not there to stay permanently. MSF is a humanitarian partner, a response to support the government and the populations that are affected in emergency. What we know so far, Bentiu, as the State Minister of Health, that is running a key service to the people, including a network of primary healthcare units, primary healthcare centers.
Dr. Chong says healthcare facilities outside the camp are accessible, adding the government of South Sudan encourages IDPs to return to their respective locations where healthcare services are available.
The time has come and the government has already called upon the IDPs at the POCs to go back to their respective locations. We have health facilities outside there. Should they remain there, they will have to have the opportunity to go out and access the health facilities that are available within Bentiu. They will not be denied access. They will be treated. They will receive the services like any other civilians that are there within Bentiu town.
James Mithwari, MSF's project coordinator for the Bentiu Hospital Transitions, says his group is not relocating from Bentiu town.
We would like to clarify that while MSF is shifting service location, we are not leaving Bentiu. Rather, our aim is to strengthen the local healthcare system and ensure long-term sustainability. We understand that change can create uncertainty, and we appreciate the feedback we have received from the various stakeholders we have met during the planning phase and now during the transition. We would like to reiterate that this transition is designed to strengthen and maintain comprehensive care health services through a partnership with the Minister of Health.
The protesters are demanding that MSF reconsider its decision and continue providing health services within the IDP camp. They have appealed to MSF, other humanitarian partners, and the government of South Sudan to address their urgent care needs. For VOA News, I am Sheila Aponi, reporting from Juba.